Welcome to Blackpool's Palaces of Delight, a walk into the history of just a few of the town's entertainment gems. You can spend as long as you like on the walk, but please mind the traffic and just remember to pause your MP3 player each time you hear this. To begin, you should be standing outside St John's Church on Church Street, facing the entrance to the Winter Gardens, which was opened in 1878 and became a theatre proper in 1897. This is location number one in the Palaces of Delight booklet. If you look to the left of the entrance doors in front of you, you should be able to make out an old archway which has been bricked up. This is where horse-drawn carriages would once drive in to deposit their load of excited theatre-going passengers. Carl Carrington is Blackpool Borough Council's heritage manager.
The Church Street entrance to the Winter Gardens is the front entrance. It was the main entrance from the 1870s when it was opened. The doors you go through there are the ones that would have taken you into the Winter Gardens in the 1870s through the Floral Hall, which still exists.
And do go in, because the Winter Gardens is full of surprises.
What you're actually walking into is not one building, but a number of buildings which span the whole history of the site, literally from the 1870s all the way through to the modern day. The key spaces, the key buildings within the site, are the Opera House, which is the third opera house on the site. You have the Empress Ballroom, which is one of the largest public ballrooms in the country. You have the Pavilion Theatre, which is a good example of a music hall theatre and a variety theatre, very much what the Winter Gardens was renowned for. Then you have the Spanish Hall Suite, which is a series of spaces created out of the old Palm House, given over to sort of strange and exotic sort of stage set interiors by Andrew Matsey of the Gaumont Film Company, who was hired to actually create fantasy interiors within the building. So within those spaces, you have the Spanish Hall, you have the Baronial Hall, which is a reproduction of Elizabethan long gallery with a hammer beam roof. You have the Renaissance Room, which is a Renaissance-style interior, all in plaster, mimicking some of the interiors that were found in Pompeii. Then underneath all of this, making use of the space under the stairs, is the Galleon Bar, which again, completely in plaster, recreates the captain's cabin of an 18th century galley. It is one of the most important complexes of entertainment buildings in the country. It is rivaled only by the Tower, and to have them both in one place is absolutely amazing. But it is something that you have to go in to experience.
Next on our tour is the Old Hippodrome Theatre, location two in the booklet, which is further up Church Street to the left of St John's Church and away from the sea. It's a nightclub today and you can't miss its huge square metal facade. Enjoy the Winter Gardens and pause your MP3 player when you hear the cymbal. I'll be waiting for you when you press play standing opposite the Syndicate nightclub. You should be standing opposite the Syndicate nightclub on Church Street. It was built in 1895 as a large ballroom and was initially known as the Empire, but is better known as the Hippodrome. Over the years, though, it's had a host of names and a variety of uses. Carl Carrington.
The old Hippodrome building is now unrecognisable because it's been clad in metal. So what you actually see is a very modern, huge square building. It was actually built at the beginning of the 20th century in a pseudo-Byzantine style, slightly Gothic. It was a building that went through a lot of change in itself, but actually ended up as the ABC Cinema before it became a nightclub. So there had been 80 years of entertainment happening within the building.
Bizarrely, the orchestra pit was at the side of the stage, not the front, and it was a big space for performers to command. Ken Dodd remembers it well.
It was more of a cinema than a theatre, so it went quite a long way back. I played it when it was the Hippodrome, probably 1957. There were three of us across the top, Jill Day, Ken Dodd and Stan Stennett. We had a great show produced by Harry Bright, written by Harry Bright. He got us to do some sketches at the beginning of the show, but it went very good. I said, "These are not very funny, Harry." "Oh, my dear boy, I'll stake my reputation on them." I said, "You're not staking your reputation on anything. You're staking our reputation."
Ken Dodd, and there's more from the Squire of Knotty Ash later on our walk. But now I want you to retrace your steps back down Church Street. Turn right.